have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Save my time. Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What an awesome noise to be doing this podcast. I am excited about thanking him for every single thing that he's done for us. I know he's been good on this week. We've made it back, praise God, to another week in the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Well, listen, I know God has been doing amazing things. I see his hand moving each and every day with us. Don't you look around and see how great and how good he's been? I know things are happening. I recognize things are still going on in the world. But one thing I know is he's still good and he's still God. He makes no mistakes, even though we don't always understand what's going on. He's a good God, he's a great God, and he forever reigns. I want to welcome you to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. And listen, if this is your first time listening in, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to listen in. We're excited you stopped by just to hear what thus saith the Lord. I want to give a shout out to our Elation family, our CEO and founder, Dr. Kenny Robinson. We love you. We love you. We love you. We're so grateful for the opportunity to serve on today. Listen, perhaps you're a return listener and you listen in from week to week. We want to say thank you for taking your time out, for praying for us, for supporting us. We can't do what we do in the Lord without you. We thank you so very much for taking the time out. I want to share with you, for those who've never heard the podcast before, what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Well, listen, we want to pray and ask God to come in and to have his own way, thing that we're doing. Do you know, I recognize I can't do anything without the Lord. So I want him to come in and bless us all for all that he has in store for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for the Just For You podcast. We thank you for every listener. We thank you, oh God, for your word. We thank you that you never make a mistake. Father, so many hearts are heavy today. There's so much going on in the world, but we know you to be a heart fixer and a mind regulator, a God that cares, and we know we can lean on you. And as we talk about what you've given us on today, day. May we find joy. May we find peace. May we find all that you have in store for us, that we can continually call upon the name of the Lord and know that you're going to answer. Father, would you save on today, heal on today, deliver on today? Thank you so much for loving us so much to stop by. Would you continue to bless Elation Radio and Magazine? Continue to bless every podcaster and those that are serving in and before the people and behind the scenes. Would you bless our communities and families, oh God, that they may hear your voice and understand your will and have hope in these last days, oh God. I thank you for the priest and king of my home. I thank you, oh God, for my family. I thank you, oh God, for blessing each and every person under the sound of my voice. Father, would you forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven, and we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Do your name. You are truly worthy of all of the praise. And thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, you know, we've made it back to another week. And one of the things that God has been dealing with me is on lean on me. That's the topic for today. Lean on me. Now, some of you may have known a very famous movie where there was a principal who went into a school and he transformed the entire school with his discipline, his mode of strategy, and the way he did things so others could see how to be better than where they were. But here's what I want to talk about today in the Lord. We recognize that there are so many things going on. I don't know about you, but my phone has been ringing off the hook with those that have lost loved ones, things I've seen on Facebook, so many different things are going on. But there is a word from the Lord. There is always something as a believer that we need to base the words that we know and the truth of what God is saying on his holy word. Today, we will be studying from Romans, the 15th chapter, a very powerful, powerful chapter that will help us to get through these hard and pressing times. All these things happen. At some point, it may not happen to your family right now, but some family is going through. And we want God to come in and to heal and deliver as only he can. Would you read with me? We'll be reading from the King James Version of Romans, the 15th chapter. The Bible says this: "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope." Let me stop right there. So as believers, when we are burdened, when we go through, when we have troubles, the word of God is clear to let us know that we are to find hope in the scriptures. That means that when we go through as believers, I know it's hard. I know things happen. Sometimes it's almost unbearable to do it. But when we find there is a word from the Lord, it strengthens us. Why do we go to the scriptures? Because the scriptures help us to understand the attributes of God. It helps us to understand the mindset of God. It helps us to be able to make informed decisions based on truths that were inspired by men and women of God that knew him and that came in contact with him. Let's think about the disciples. He had 12 disciples. He had apostles. He had those that served with him. And those that served with him closely knew his heart. Let me stop right there. When you love someone, it is important to know their heart. Why is that important? Because because when you know their heart, you know how to respond as they would. In this particular passage of Scripture, it is very important for us to bear the infirmities of the weak. What does it mean? As a believer, if you're going through, it is my job as a believer that once I know you're going through, to lift you up in prayer, to be able to say something and speak life into you, that you're able to endure what you're going through. What does that look like? I can't do that in and of myself to make myself glorified. It must be predicated upon the Word of God. The Word of God gives us life in dead situations. It gives us peace when it is chaotic. It gives us strength when we are weak. So we run to the Word of God. I hear you. Perhaps I don't know where exactly to read when I'm going through. I say we always need to go to God. God, what is it that I need? I'm not familiar with this word. Can you lead me to what I need to read? And there is something called the Holy Spirit that will lead, guide, and direct you. Ever had a situation? We often hear people say, something told me, or I just had a feeling. But oftentimes, if you're a believer and you're connected to God, we give God the glory and the honor and the praise. And that something is usually the Holy Spirit leading us into all truth. How do we know the difference between it leading us into all truth in our own natural being? And then there's the aspect of the evil forces that have power and work. We know that the devil will never tell you anything good. We know he will never uplift the name of the Lord. So therefore, we discern by knowing truth, by understanding that the Word of God gives us life, it gives us peace, and it helps us to make an informed decision. Whereas if we're stuck, if we're stagnant, we don't know which way to go, then we need to seek the Lord, because he is absolute and he gives us truth to help us to make the right decisions. So here we have a preface that we need to go to the Word of God. Verse 5. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Let me stop there. See, in the body of Christ, it is not our job to judge or to put people down. It is our job to build and to raise them up in the Spirit of God. When I am dirty and unclean and I come to God, he looks at me and he sees my heart broken. He sees me without him. He sees me in a place of needing his guidance. He's not going to look at me and say, you dirty, filthy, unclean, get up out of here. He's going to say, my child needs me. Therefore, mercy and love rest upon them. Therefore, there's a drawing to him that he would be able to help me. I don't know about you, but when I need help, I need a God that is going to be able to send the right somebody to help, because sometimes you can hurt somebody and they'll never come back to Christ. Leaning on me, what does that mean? That when you go through, I discreetly cover you. My God, today, I discreetly pray for you. I lift you up before the kingdom and ask God to come in to do a work that only he can do. If it is by salvation, we want him to save. If it's by lifting you up because there's something going on, we cry out that the Lord would send help and joy. We believe the Word of God. Therefore, we must learn to live as Jesus did. My concern today is often we hear and we read the Bible, but our examples that are in the earth are a little different than what Jesus did. On today, in this scripture, the passage of scripture, it tells us how to engraft one another with love, how to pray for one another in love, and it gives us specifics on how to do it. Let us continue on in the word of God. Verse 7, wherefore receive ye one another as Christ received us to the glory of God. 8, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister, that means servant, of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm, listen to this, the promises made unto the fathers. And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him and all ye people. Verse 12. And again it saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Lord to lead us in all joy. I hear people say to me all the time, woman of God, how do you keep your joy when you're going through? Well, I learned something many years ago, that there is peace in God. There is joy in God. And if I bear off in the midst of my pain, in the midst of my going through, in the midst of all the things that tear me down, I then lose my hope. I then will lose my joy. But I decree and declare, when you say our God reigns, when you say he is mighty, when you say great is our God and greatly is he to be praised in the midst of your situation, the enemy must bow to what you speak in the atmosphere. Is it easy? Not at all times can we do it, but we do it by faith and grace and peace of God that he may be glorified. Listen, do you really know what real glory is to God? We always say glory, glory to God. But have we come to the understanding that the glory of God sometimes brings us to a place of pain? It brings us to a place of we don't want to be there. It brings us to a place that we're not comfortable with. And yet his glory, just like he did Jesus, will come forth like a rushing mighty wind, not because he desires to hurt us, not because he desires to make us feel uncomfortable, but because there is a promise, just like the word said, that must be manifested. Have you ever thought about all the hurtful, painful places of your life? Had he not showed up, what would it have been like? Sometimes we don't even know he's there because of the pain we're going through. But yet the angels, and yet at his command, they're watching over us, they're protecting us, they're keeping us, because God knows what he's doing. I want to encourage you today. Perhaps you might be facing something that just doesn't make any sense at all. Been there, done that. And it seems like there's no way out when your back is pressed against the wall. But I'm here to let you know our God reigns. He is great and mighty. He is majestic. And he's waiting to work it out just for you. But here's the thing. We got to believe him. There's one thing in talking about him. I know a lot of folks talk about him, but there's a whole nother thing in believing him and having a relationship where you trust him no matter what. Let's read verse 14. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, not yourself, not what you feel, not how you think about something. The Bible says ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. Why is that important? Because there was a time the Gentiles were looked upon as not godly. And Jesus here says, I then will be the mediator for them. And then Paul, as a dispensation of the gospel, says, I then am going to do the work of Jesus Christ. I'm going to stand with grace and do the will of the Father, that they may too be engrafted, so that they are safe in faith. Listen, who have you taken the time to engraft in the gospel to make sure that they are okay? Have them lean on you. Can they trust to lean on you? Do they feel you'll go out and destroy their person by the things you say and the places that you may even try to say they were in? Have we grown and matured to the place that everybody in my circle, everybody in my family, we pray for and we cover, and those that we don't even know, that have a heart and we have compassion for, that in their hour of distress, that we pray for them? This is what God is looking for in the last days. He's looking for a compassionate people that will take the time. I know it's hard. Sometimes I tell you, getting up at 1, 2, 3, 4, whenever he taps me on the shoulder to pray, whenever he says go before the throne, I don't have to know your name. I don't have to know where you live. I can hear the voice of God say, pray for this on today. Pray for that on today. This is going on today. I need you to pray for the deaths that are coming. I need you to pray for the people that are broken. I need you to cry out. You know it's a difference in praying and crying out. When you're crying out, you are calling on the name of the Lord in a level that you want that him to come urgently. Please come, oh God. Please help, oh God. Please save, oh God. And he's listening to hear if we're following protocol. Protocol is to love, not to give our identification of who we feel we need to love, but to love them into the kingdom. Are we loving into the kingdom? 17. I have therefore, whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ and those things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath wrought. Let me read it again. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed, through many signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see. And they that have not heard shall understand. Are you understanding what that means? That in this whole world, outside of the church, is a dying world, or a people who need our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is our responsibility as believers to help them to understand that he lives, he moves, and we have our being in him. It is our responsibility to make sure that as those that he gives us in our heart, not only to pray for, that they can lean on us spiritually, but that we can put a stick to say, our God reigns. And that means we cannot be ashamed of this gospel that we preach, that we learn of, that we read, that we must rise to the occasion that those that are unsaved would know that he is God. I'm going to say it again, that those that are unsaved would know that he is God. Not by what we want to make up and say to sound like in this hour, but there is a sound from heaven that God is looking for, and he's watching to see if his people are doing the work. These are the last days, and he is concerned about the broken. He is concerned about those that have no hope. He is concerned about those that are crying out day and night because of broken hearts. He is concerned about those doing the work on the front line. He is concerned about those serving him. And he certainly is concerned about those using his name and yet not fulfilling the call or fulfilling the work. We must make sure our loved ones are safe. They are safe. I know it's difficult to talk to someone who doesn't want to hear it. But if we watch the way that Jesus ministered, he never forced himself upon anybody. He never made people say, you're going to come to me. He showed them through love, grace, and mercy of who he was. And that was more than enough for the multitude to receive him. Are we showing the world love, grace, and mercy enough that they're running to the cross? What has been the difference between when Jesus walked the earth, when Paul preached the gospel, when things were being done, than where we are today? Is the cross even available for those that want to come? Is it only in the church that they can receive him? What if you're in a grocery store and the Lord quickens your heart to talk to someone about the Lord? Are you going to question where you are because it's not what you thought it would be and let that soul walk out of there? And God said, I told you to talk to them about me. We must become more sensitive to those that are in our midst. People will say, I was just with them before they passed. Or had I known, I would have. Well, here's the good news. You still can. There's still opportunity for you to share this gospel that someone will come to know your Lord and Savior. Let me read 20 again. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, that shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. But now having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come unto you, whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you. Do you know back then they were scheduled and set up? We sometimes think when we hear people that are speaking for the kingdom, we think, oh, wow, they're going here, they're going there. There is an assignment. And so Paul is saying when he will come
and why he had not been able to come, because it's not good for you to just pop up speaking somewhere if God didn't authorize it and he didn't cover you to speak. We are sent to speak, especially prophetically so, into regions and into territories. It is very serious business, and you need to know what God is saying. You just don't pop up. And I'm going to say this, and God just going to glorify, and he going to be, no, because if you're in a territory you're not assigned to, it can cause confusion. So therefore, when we speak and when we ask God and we seek him, he will give us direction. So this is what Paul is saying. I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey and to be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. But now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints. For it has pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia that make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. It has pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles had been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. Let me stop there. This gospel is not just to be preached in a church for us to shout, run, and do those things. It is for us to be disciplined, to learn, to know how to do the will of God, and to also, the Bible says, minister unto carnal things. In other words, I'm not going to preach the house down, and you sitting over here hungry, and I go over to the restaurant, and I get me a big old steak dinner, and I walk all the way past you and offer you nothing. That is not showing the gospel as doing those things in carnal things. We are to always look at what God has given us to see the greater scope of what's around us, as well as what we know as far as preaching this gospel. Not only in feeding, because it talks about the poor saints, how they did for the poor saints that brought God joy. What is it that you see that you can lend your hands, your gifts to in the carnal realm to help and bless someone else? Can they lean on you? 28, when therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain. And I am sure that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. We can't do gospel work without prayers of the saints. Why? Because the prayers are essential for our health, for us to do his will, to serve, to be servants, to serve, to be servants, to serve, to be servants, to complete our task in him. If you have a pastor, an apostle, I said this week on Facebook, you need to be praying for them. Why? Because frontline are always hit, but they're protecting and they're praying and they're going before God on your behalf. You need to lift them up every day, like you would lift your family up, like you would lift those, because they are valuable to the kingdom of God. It is in order to pray. 31, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. 32, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. 33, now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. This entire chapter and passage deals with us loving God's people, being available to fulfill his work with prayer, with understanding, and with his perfect will. We as not only ministers, but I am a servant first. So when God speaks to my heart to do something, to be somewhere, it is his leading and guidance by the Holy Spirit. He may say, Michelle, go to the grocery store. I may not understand, may not thought I needed anything, but Michelle will be going to the grocery store. He may see a soul that has been in need of asking for his guidance and his wisdom. And he may say, Michelle, there's that person. I need you to just talk about me. And thus forth, God will get glory. There are times in your life that you are set up to lean and have someone lean on you. I don't know what your family may be going through. I don't know what you may be looking to from the Lord. But I will tell you this. There is nothing in this world greater than serving him. There is nothing that will bring you joy when you're in relationship with him than to lift up his holy name and let others know how good he is. See, I understand that no matter what state I'm in, I now can validate what Paul said. He knew how to be abased, which is humbled, and he knew how to abound to have greatness in God. And in all of it, he was balanced. He knew his assignment. He understood because he once was Saul of Tarsus that he would persecute, to be given his life over to a God, that he would grow and develop and be able to use the same gifts but be doubted by many because of his former life. But here's the thing. Because of his past, God could use him in his future and be able to win souls for the kingdom of God. Is your past one that people look on and they don't want to have nothing to do with you, and you appear to be this person that is not holy and cannot be used by God? I want to warn you today and encourage you in the same breath to know he died for you and he died for me. He said all have come short of the glory of God. That puts us all in the same category. Let me say this. Don't let your title trip you up because there's no good thing in this flesh. We have a responsibility to live with integrity and godliness, but guess what? I still mess up. You mess up because the blood, yes, covers when we mess up. It doesn't give us the right to stay there. But don't you beat yourself up too much to believe. God doesn't love you. He died for us. He gave his blood and his life that we could come into fellowship with him and understand who he was, how he was through his word. I want to encourage you today. Not only do you not let your past block you from your future, but your right now and today is just as valuable to give your life to the Lord. I know it's going to require change. I know it's going to require you to do something different than you had been doing. But isn't it worth it all to have a peace of mind that if you left this earth tonight, you'd exactly know where you're going? Every week we say it's never too late. Why? Because the heart, he hears you. He knows who you are. He knows over these radio lines and everything that's taking place what it takes to get to you. We just want to be used as vessels to let you know that you can lean on us in the Spirit of God, that we will pray for you, that we will lift you up, and we will encourage you. We as the people of God are servants. Yes, there's the fivefold ministry. But what good is that if you don't know his love? If you can't see how much he cares about you? Let us be more concerned about what we see and how to utilize what God has given us to bring those to Christ. Do you know Jesus was a major strategist? He had a plan everywhere he went. But what I love about it, he didn't keep that plan to himself. He taught what salvation was about because he knew he would leave. That means somebody else had to carry on the work. Have you thought about in your family, in your life, who would carry on not only your legacy, but the word of God, that he can be glorified for generations to come? Are you teaching that so somebody would know? I just wanted to stop by and encourage you. Make sure we're living so we can bear the infirmities of those that are going through and be joyous about it. Be able to say, Lord, let your will be done. And in doing so, the world understands and sees how he really loves, because love has been exampled through you. Last week I was talking about, you know, we need to take and make more challenges within ourselves to not just talk about this gospel, but put it to good use and do the will and the work of the Lord. Not that we haven't been, but we always can do more. We always can uplift him more, because he's worthy of the praise. I want you to know today that I love you. I thank God for you. I'm appreciative of your love for the Lord. And thank you for praying, not just for me and my family, but for every person you take the time out to pray for. Thank you. Because this is how the kingdom grows. And this is how his promises are made evident. Because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And if we pray, and if we confess our sins one to another, lean on me. Make sure it's someone trustworthy. Make sure that you become that person that they know will do just and right by the kingdom. There's been a lot of pain and hurt because the Bible says there's no good thing in the flesh. And hey, don't always judge and beat down pastors and leaders, because guess what? They need God too. We all need God. So let us remember that when we're praying, to lift them up, to continue to pray, and to give God all the glory for who he is, how he is, and by his blood. Be thankful for the blood of Jesus. It still works. It still protects. It still keeps. And when we find heartache and pain, it still covers us. It doesn't leave us alone. I wouldn't trade my relationship with God for nothing in this world. I found him to be Abba Father, to come and see about me when I need him. I found that the word is true. He said, come to me, all ye that are heavy laden, and he'll give you rest. Found in Isaiah 53, 4, and 5, when he said he was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquities, that the chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. I found that he is our Lord and Savior. If you don't know him in the pardons of your sin, and you think that you're just not worthy enough, or you feel this isn't the right time, or you think when I get myself together, may I say to you, this is the perfect time. And guess what? I may never see your face, but you can call on the Lord, and he will hear you. You can believe in your heart and confess, just as Romans 10, 9, and 10, and he will hear you. And you will become a part of this body of Christ. But you need to get to a Bible-teaching church and a place where you can learn and grow more in him so that you can effectively serve, that someone can lean on you. I want to thank you for listening to this week's exhortation. I pray it has been a strength. I pray that it has given you hope. I pray that you leave from this podcast stronger, hungrier, to fulfill the will and the work of God in your own personal life. We live to serve. We live to live this word and believe that he meant what he said. It is our good pleasure for someone to lean on us in the gospel, that we fulfill the work as Romans 15 has taught us. I want you to know you can't do it without him. You have to trust him. You have to believe that he has something great in store for you. Because with all of the things in the world, it causes us to wonder where he is. When we get in his presence, we understand his word. We know he forever reigns and that he's as concerned about what we see and go through as what we see and go through, and that he loves us forevermore. May God bless you, may he keep you, and I pray. Listen, go back and read it again. Take your personal notes again. Whatever God would say to you, do it so that you can be blessed and you can be strengthened. Well, we're coming to the close of another podcast, and I want to say, if this is your birthday month, the month of July, we celebrate you. Guess what? God knew that your birthday was coming, and he wanted to bless you, and he wanted to encourage you, and thank God for you seeing another year. I want to say, if you've had a new baby, perhaps it's your birthday again, Miss Audie, we say happy birthday to you, who's 3 years old. For my brothers, Tommy and Antoine, they had birthdays July 3rd, 4th. And then I have an upcoming sister, Erica, whose birthday will be July 31st. God bless you all. I love you. I pray that the Lord will continue to bestow upon you not just my family, but your family, that he will bless you for every birthday, every new house, every graduation, everything good that takes place in your life. We pray that he will bless you and expound even the more. Perhaps you're going through something on another level. Maybe perhaps a loved one is ill. Perhaps a loved one has passed. We send our condolences out to the family of the 12-year-old who passed away recently. We pray for you. We pray for your family. And we ask God to cover and to keep you all. To the Irby family, we are praying for you. We know that God gave Hazel Irby to us for his timing. But now that she is with the Lord, we pray for her children. We pray for her family at large. May God bless you. We are praying also for the family of Betty Thompson, who has gone on to also be with the Lord. We know that God is great. He is good, and he's more than able to be praised, even in a time like now. We pray for the families to be restored, healed, and lifted up. We are praying for the family of Daniel and Sierra River and Monica Moreland Nesbitt and her husband. We are praying for you in the passing of your mother and grandmother, Mother Louise. We want you to know we are praying for you and lifting you up. And to all families that have experienced the death, and also to the Washington family, I pray for you, Sherilyn and Raymond Washington, in the passing of your loved one, asking God to fulfill and strengthen this young lady that has gone on to be with the Lord. May God bless your family and keep you during this time. I'm also praying for the Roberts and Washington family as they are praying for their loved one. And those of you that have loved ones that are in the hospital and those that have loved ones that are in the home, I want you to know God is yet a healer. He's able to heal and to deliver, and we are lifting you and your families up. And if we did not call your name, I want you to be assured that here, and not only at Elation Radio, but in the right household, we labor in prayer. Pastor Don and I are praying for families. We're praying for marriages. We're praying for children. We're praying because we believe in the power of prayer. We believe that when we call on the name of the Lord, that he will answer. And we are praying for each and every one of you, the listeners as well. We know there is a God, and we know there is a bomb in Gilead, and we believe it. We've seen him work in our own lives. We know he loves us all, and he cares. So in these hours, please know that we are praying with and for you and what you're going through. Perhaps there's something you need that maybe is a resource. We want you to call United Way, and please reach out for those things that you need. Don't allow pride to get in the way, if it be food or a bill being paid, and God has set up a resource for you. Please continue to pray. Hold on to his unchanging word and allow him to bless you. At United Way in the St. Louis area, that number is 211. If you also have another need, there's another organization called the Urban League St. Louis. And that's ulstl.org. You can contact them. They have programs. They have all kinds of resources available for the community. And they are doing a great work. God is certainly having his hand upon that organization as they serve the people. God is blessing them. So all of these organizations, whether they've been named tonight or not, I want you to continue to pray that the Lord will continue to be with them to serve the community and that help is granted when needs are needed. May God bless you. Also, I want to pray for, and we're going to pray tonight, for also business owners. If you have a business and you've been struggling and you've been asking God, which way should you go? How should you go? We're believing God that he will give you wisdom and insight on everything, that he will bless your world. I want to also say congratulations to those that are getting married and those of you that made the steps to say, God, take our lives. Hey, let me say this. Don't do it without him. Don't make your plans without him. Don't take a mate and say, listen, we're going to spend all this money just to find out it was you and not him. Please, by all means, allow the Lord to lead, guide, and direct you that you may have a fruitful and blessed marriage and that he will be glorified. Well, listen, we're coming to the close where we're going to pray. And again, thank you for taking time out to listen to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wainwright. It is our good pleasure to serve you from week to week. And please meet us here again on Wednesdays, 5:30 Central Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're here to serve. Please don't forget to continue to pray for Minister and Pastor Donald Wright and myself, our Elation family, our CEO and founder, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and all of you that are serving. Don't limit this just to us, but for every servant of the Lord. And I didn't say titles, I said servant, that we may continue as the body of Christ to fulfill the mission that Jesus gave us for those to be saved, healed, and delivered. Will you pray with me? Oh, listen, if you'd like to get in contact with me, you may do so by reaching me on Facebook under the name of Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on LinkedIn, the same name, or Instagram is His Blessed Girl 7. By email, it's leading, like you're leading someone, and my last name, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, at gmail.com. Many of you know I respond to you. I pray. I want God to bless you, and we are thankful that you would take time out of your schedule to encourage us, pray for us, and send your words of love and congratulatories to us. We say thank you, because to God be all the glory for all the things that he has done. Will you pray with me as we close out? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to another close of a podcast. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your wisdom. We ask that you lead, guide, and direct us, that you help us, God, as only you can. Will you bless marriages on today? Will you touch young people on today? Will you be with those that have to say goodbye to loved ones? Will you bless the children and the spouses and those that are attached to them? Will you come in, oh God, and give joy where there's brokenness and heartache? Will you touch, oh God, the heart that doesn't even want to go on because the loved one is gone? Would you have mercy, oh God? We pray today for businesses and business owners, those that are struggling and those that don't know what to do, those that are abounding and that are blessed. God, would you have your way with businesses? Somebody is sitting wanting to start one. Somebody has one, don't know what to do with it. Somebody is being blessed. But whatever the stage or the place is, you are God. Speak, oh God, that they may hear what needs to be done to be a blessing and to be blessed. Father, we pray right now for those that are sick and those that are facing any kind of affliction. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you, the Lord, delivereth us out of them all. So we thank you for delivering from afflictions, problems, and heartaches. We ask right now, oh God, that you be with that one that is in need of a job. Somebody's crying out in the midst of a pandemic. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I don't want to lose my home. God, you see it all. Would you be way maker for all those crying out, that they may hear from you and know that heaven has heard? Would you touch today, oh God, for any unspoken request that we may not have prayed about? Would you hear? Would you answer? Would you touch, oh God? Would you just allow your spirit to have its divine will and way? And God, we want you to cleanse our hearts. Anything that's not like you, would you clean our hearts, our minds, our spirits, our souls, that we'll be pleasing to you? We don't want to live this life and miss you, thinking we've done it the way you wanted us to, without being humble and honest enough to say, God, we need you. We need your help. We need you to touch us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Get our families right. Get our communities right. Get our churches right. Get us all right, that we can see your face, oh God. This is the place where the enemy cannot come nigh. This is the place where we cry out for your guidance and your wisdom, that you may help us and touch us and give us what we need. We cry out that the blood of Jesus covers each and every one of us and our families, our loved ones, even our enemies, that they can become saved. God, you hear us on today. Forgive us and give us the heart to forgive, and we will thank you and praise you forevermore. Now, God, we ask that you have your divine will and way. You tell us what we need to do, how we need to do it, by your power, by your anointing, by your grace, by your mercy, and we shall fulfill it from hearing your will and your word. Show up and show out in our lives. Allow your perfect will to be done, and we will thank you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, that we pray that you be glorified and honored in the midst of it all. We pray in Jesus' name. Well, thank you again for joining us to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We want to thank you for your love again, your prayers and support. Please continue to lift us all up at Elation Radio and Magazine, and please continue to lift up your family, your friends, that God may get the glory out of everything said and done. We love you. Until next time, please join us again for the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus, to your name. Have your way, God. Thank you, Jesus.
It's a place called unity, where we meet.